Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Well, since November 7th, when Sumitomo announced that they were closing the plant, really, everything has been moving at a pretty lightning speed here, in my opinion, right from day one. Everybody joined together, a lot of collaboration between the county, state, local officials, union officials, and it's been hectic, from the job fairs, that we've conducted, to meeting with Sumitomo officials to try and coordinate plant site visits. So, it's been 2.5 months roughly since the announcement, and we've come a long way, but we still have a lot of work that we got to do.
Do you feel you've been able to hold that company accountable for what they've done to this community?
Hold them accountable is that's a subjective term. There's really not much that the town can do from our standpoint to hold them accountable. We're from an environmental standpoint, if there are environmental issues, that would fall upon the state. So we are talking to them, and that's the good news, in my opinion. We're communicating with them, as well as everybody's communicating with them, and Buffalo Invest Niagara Group. So we're optimistic that there is going to be a future user for that site, but people just have to realize it's only been 2.5 months, and we have to make sure that we still got a lot of work to do.
That water issue is certainly a concern for 3M. You've talked at length about it. I know there's other issues going on with the water, but that specifically, for not cutting it off.
Well, it's a little ironic that here we are talking about a water issue, and we have the Niagara River and Lake Erie, right in our backyard. But, these plants need raw water, cooling water, to operate their facilities, and it's of the utmost importance. We knew that from the day we became aware of this back in 2016, that we needed to get control of the water intakes over at the former Huntley plant, so we could provide the industries in that corridor, which is the industrial hub of all of Western New York and Erie County. We need to get it. So, the project, it's changing. Sumitomo's out, Sumitomo's in, other companies are in and out. We have done a lot of work that behind the scenes, and I think that work will going to pay off in the near future.
So who currently owns the property, and where does its future lie?
The Sumitomo property is owned by Sumitomo Rubber USA. Okay, they're a subsidiary of Sumitomo Rubber based in Japan. What was the second part of the question?
What's the future of the property?
Oh, well, the future, that changes too, okay? On day one, when officials were looking at the site, we didn't know if the highest and best use of the site would be to demolish the building. Okay, I don't think that's the case now. I don't think that's the case at all. I think there is a future use for the building, but it's 2 million square feet. There aren't a lot of 2 million square foot users, growing on trees. That's why we're going to do a nationwide search and find the right user for the property that will, reemploy hopefully most of the 1,500 people who lost their jobs, and continue them, being a part. They've been, producing tires at that facility for over 100 years in the town, and while they may not be producing tires any longer, it'll still be part of the industrial core of Erie County.
Now, is there an estimate for the tax revenue that's currently being lost with this site being offline?
The tax revenue from the town county standpoint, real estate taxes, has not been impacted. Okay, they're still paying the taxes, same taxes that they would pay. They were under a pilot agreement, though those agreements were canceled by the ECIDA, so they're paying full taxes on their property as we speak.